Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys.
Here we go. I feel almost normal. I don't know what happened. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Salus line, the militia line, Reformation, Providence. Goodness. Check them out. FranklinArmory.com. Opening up with this, coming from AR15.com. I do not know where this came from. I have not seen anything corroborating it. However, I don't, and I will say this right now, it is not corroborated and it is not confirmed, but it is leaking out there. And it's just one of them things. Back in 2014, Wayne LaPierre filed papers to dissolve a Virginia corporation, Behavioral Projects, Inc., and earlier known as Election Systems, Inc. 2 years earlier, Susan LaPierre dissolved a corporation known as Outdoor Marketing and Adventures, Inc. The first was created in 1987, the other in 2004. Somebody checked with a board of directors old-timer, and his memory was that the two companies had been NRA vendors back 20, 25 years ago. Given their original names, Election Systems, Inc. and Outdoor Marketing and Adventures, Inc., that would seem likely. If your company is looking to build someone in the D.C. area involved in politics and outdoor sports, the answer is obvious. NRA invoices from companies with those names would not arouse suspicion if the treasurer, Woody Phillips, who likely was steering money to his own accounts, ordered the bills paid. Firms had a high-priced accountant, and of course you wouldn't hire an accountant if the companies weren't making money from somewhere. Stow that in the back of your heads and say to yourself, is this going to be one of the things that is discovered? Because right now they're getting ready to enter the next phase because they've got to go back to New York and fight the fight now. And Letitia James is gunning for him, you might say. I just wanted to throw that out there first. Now I'm going to go somewhere completely different, though. And we're going to talk about red dots. A couple of decades ago, when red dot rifle sights hit the scene, most shooters were quite skeptical. Why should we put these unreliable battery-driven devices on a fighting weapon? Fast forward to the present day, the notion of leaving a rifle equipped with only iron sights is almost inconceivable. Back in the 80s, we did not have scopes of any kind. We had a carry handle, which was where our rear sight was, with a gigantically tall front sight aperture, as you would call it, sticking out there on the front of the weapon. Now, not so. That's not that. You'd be hard pressed to find a weapon like that today. If anything, the ubiquitous dot sight has given way to the LPVO, the low powered variable optic, as the best do everything rifle sighting solution. When we're talking about that, we're talking about a 1-4, 1-6, you know. But handguns, what about them? They are the weapon of intimate self-defense, so unlikely to be used at greater distances, and intentionally small in a form factor so as to be carried concealed. So why would you put a red dot on a pistol? A lot of people, even up to a few years ago, did not think the technology was adequate for handguns. The reliability was not there, although that's changed. A number of mini dot sights on the market are reliable enough for defensive handgun use, and battery life is long enough to be counted on. I put one on one of my Staccatos this past week. Even so, though, a lot of people wonder if the future holds a world of dot-equipped handguns only, which I doubt that very seriously. But the future certainly holds the proliferation of dot-equipped handguns to the point that they are as mundane, if not more so, than iron sights on handguns. I have not converted all of my handguns to red dot sights. I know a few people that have. I know a few people like Fisher, who has so many handguns that he couldn't tell you if he's done that. But when he travels, especially when he's doing classes, he carries a literal a Pelican case full of red dot sighted guns. I use red dots. I have, currently I've got two mounted on my handguns. I simply haven't moved wholesale into the dot life. Now, when you start talking about pros and cons, the biggest downside to a dot sight on a pistol is that batteries always fail at the worst time. Having said that, the reliability of modern red dot sights has dramatically increased, and the longevity of batteries has also come a long way on these sights. One workaround for the battery failure issue is the use of backup iron sights on the handgun, in a similar way that the backup iron sights are used on carbines that employ a red dot optic. Typically, suppressor height sights are needed, as standard irons on most pistols are just not tall enough. Although they are making micro dots now that sit low, to where they will co-witness with the standard iron sights. Another potential issue with pistol optics is that they can become occluded by water and fog and mud, and the open diopter designs such as widely used RMR by Trijicon are very prone to this. All of mine are open diopter. I use either Holosun or Leupold Delta Points. But then you got to start counting the benefits, and the benefits really outweigh the potential issues for you. Training approaches can also mitigate those downsides. If the dot dies or if it breaks, close-range targets can be engaged quite accurately just by referencing off the top of the housing. If you've ever had to aim a Claymore mine, same principle. But knowing exactly what can and cannot be done in that regard demands training. But the most commonly reported downside to red dots on pistols is that they're slower at close range as it takes time to find the dot. But that's actually a training issue. It's actually a draw and training issue, because when you switch to a dot, you're sticking a weapon out there where you used to be looking for a lineup of front and back. Now you're looking for a dot. And that means that you've got to be sticking it out there with the rear end coming up until you see the dot naturally. The benefits are the same as you would find on any carbine, but those things are here to stay now. And there's going to be a day where backups are only backups. They'll figure out the battery thing to where they never die. And the technology is now good enough that if you deem the benefits of the dot worthwhile, really no reason to embrace that technology. I want to go in more in depth than that, but this whole thing with as we're looking at what some experts are looking at with the NRA, I just thought it was necessary to kind of throw that out there, that revelation coming out of AR15.com. So that, as confusing as that might have seemed, there was a method to that. When we get back, we're going to look at a gun grabber who wrote a nice little article about Massachusetts exporting death. This is Lock and Load.
This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the
code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Massachusetts has had a ban within their state on the assault-style weapon since 2004. But they have had, you know, they have manufacturers that are in Massachusetts, like Smith & Wesson, who produce these weapons and sell them throughout the United States. Now, and this is from the viewpoint of the gun grabber, by the way. So when you hear some of this prose coming, this is not me. This is just me quoting. I'll be laughing as I go. Gun safety advocates have proposed banning the making of such weapons in Massachusetts, exempting military sales, which would put Smith & Wesson out of business, because Smith & Wesson does not have a military contract. If we were in a full-blown war, say like World War II, then every gun maker would be pressed into making guns for the military. The draft would be on. Every young man between the ages of 18 and 25 would be gone. They'd be overseas fighting this war. So it would be all hands on deck. But when they get out there and do that, they're being very disingenuous, because if you don't have a military contract, and currently FN has most of those, you're out of business. The Boston Globe editorial board is persuaded that it would be an important statement of principle for policymakers to enact such a ban. Never mind that it's a violation of rights or anything else. It'd be a great statement of principle. The weapon in question is principally an AR-15 style rifle, a semi-automatic long gun of particular lethality, according to them. It often features a folding or collapsing stock, a pistol grip, and a barrel shroud or handguard. Think heat shield, which that's what it is. And these features make it easier to conceal, transport, aim, stabilize, handle, and control the weapon when firing. An AR-15, even an AR-15 pistol, is not a very easy thing to conceal. Even mine with its lawman folding stock is not easy to conceal. But then, for the gun grabbers, when you combine this with a large-capacity magazine, the rifles are designed to accommodate those, of course. This facilitates the spray firing desired in an effective military weapon, and so lethal in mass shootings. Well, you know, here's the thing that these boys don't understand about this. In combat, you have as much ammo as you carry, so you're not out there spray firing. Most of the time, you're firing semi-automatic. But they go on. These features help explain why AR-15s are involved in so many public massacres. An array of AR-15s were used in the 2017 Las Vegas shooting, which slaughtered 60. Of course, we never got any answers to that, do we? We don't know what the motive was. We don't know why it had 23 guns. We don't know why it had bump stocks. We don't know what started this. We don't even know he was the one that did it. An AR-15-like rifle was used in the 2016 Orlando nightclub shooting, which claimed 49 lives. Once again, here we got we have two protected classes of people, homosexual and Arabic, and you know, they ended up clashing with each other to a very deadly effect. An AR-15 was one of the weapons employed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, which killed 26. And it was the weapon of choice in the 2018 Parkland, Florida high school shooting, in which 17 were killed, as were several of the weapons of the 2015 mass shooting at a San Bernardino, California holiday party, which left 14 dead, as was one of the guns in the 2012 Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooting, which claimed 12 lives. One thing they're unwittingly pointing out to you is that all of these guns, for the most part, with the exception of Newtown, were bought with a background check. We were told that background checks would stop this. So, first of all, by getting out here and having the vapors over this, they're pointing out that part of their beloved, you know, lexicon of back, you know, of gun control demands is a failure. John Rosenthal said, if these weapons of war can't be legally sold or owned here, they certainly should not be manufactured here either and used for what have become daily mass shootings elsewhere. Daily mass shootings. so secretive are gun companies about their practices that it's difficult to obtain reliable information on where specific weapons are manufactured. Smith & Wesson is one of the largest gun manufacturers in the United States. Its Springfield factory is one of its largest facilities. The biggest part of the company's business is making handguns, but though a latecomer to the assault rifle business, they now also produce hundreds of thousands of rifles each year, and the lion's share of those would qualify as assault weapons under Massachusetts law, which is an important thing to point out, according to law enforcement sources. So here they've looked at what they've attempted to describe what is an assault weapon. So here's what I would say. They can get out there and have the vapors all they like. If I were, and you know, there's plenty of companies like Rock River Arms and Springfield Armory, they operate in Illinois. Remington, until recently, was located in New York State, as was Kimber. Lots of companies, DeSantis is still there, but they don't make guns. So they leave them alone. But here's the thing. This is the thing. What they're primarily pointing out to me is the mere fact that they're saying that these things, as long as they exist, they're evil, and all they do is kill people. But what they're pointing out is how few of them are actually used on a daily basis. And you look at the scattering of 2012, 2014, 2015, 2018... You look at that, and you realize that there's maybe one or two of these really bad events that happen per year in a nation of 330 million that has somewhere between 450 and 600 million guns, and these guys are out there having the vapors about somebody making a legal product. So, they end this, having effectively protected their own residents in Massachusetts from gun violence, policymakers should not be callous about or morally oblivious to a manufacturing practice that can end up inflicting assault weapons carnage elsewhere from weapons that are produced but not legal in Massachusetts. Cry me a river. I just can't stand the fact that people are insulted by the fact that guns exist. That's just too much for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
DarkSide, the hacking group linked to the attack on a U.S. pipeline, has said it is shutting down. That's according to cybersecurity firm FireEye. The group did receive $5 million in Bitcoin from Colonial Pipeline, which says they are expanding fuel deliveries along the East Coast today after being shut down due to that cyber attack. States across the United States are lifting coronavirus mask mandates following new guidance from the CDC. The new guidelines announced on Thursday say anyone who is fully vaccinated no longer needs to wear a mask, with some exceptions. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells NBC's Today Show local mask rules may still be in effect.
This country is not uniform. There are places in this country that still have higher rates of disease. There are places in this country that still have lower rates of vaccination.
USA Radio News. Efforts to encourage a de-escalation of violence between Israel and the Palestinians are ongoing, so says White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki during her daily briefing.
As the president conveyed in his statement, Israel has the right to self-defense. Our focus remains on continuing to use every lever at our disposal to de-escalate the situation on the ground.
Psaki blaming Hamas and calling it a terrorist organization. New York's Elise Stefanik is the new chair of the House Republican Conference.
I have prioritized listening to all members of our Republican Conference, and my focus is on unity because that's what the American people and that's what our voters deserve.
House Republicans selecting Stefanik in a closed-door meeting. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy came out of the meeting with Stefanik and slammed Democrats, citing gas lines and inflation. Stefanik replaces Wyoming's Liz Cheney. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Sometimes, even when they're joking, sometimes the left and with their perception of gun owners, the way they see gun owners, is so insulting that, quite frankly, it makes me want to throat punch them. Makes me want to throat punch them. They get out there and they say certain things that are just so outrageous that they couldn't possibly know. Day before yesterday, left-wing comedian Samantha Bee, she did a special called Full Frontal Wants to Take Your Guns, and she said the Second Amendment is outdated and useless, and said that fragile men were attracted to owning them. And said that gun manufacturers add gadgets like lasers to conceal the danger of guns. So, you know, I get a gun. And let's say it's a really pretty color. And this distracts me completely from the fact that it is a lethal weapon. Wait a minute, that's not true. What makes a gun a lethal weapon is a combination of the manufacturing that contains the explosion when that firing pin hits the primer, contains that explosion in that brass or that fast burn, and then builds pressure up behind that round as it goes down the length of the barrel, whether it's 4 inches or 14 or however long it is, and then it exits and it is on its way downrange. And the results will be lethal. There are no lethal let me see, excuse me, I'm about to mess that up. There are no non-lethal guns designed solely to be a non-lethal instrument. None that I've ever dealt with, anyway. I don't own a one of them. Some shotguns get repurposed with various non-lethal ammunition that I know of, but I don't even, for all I know, they may make certain things that just shoot the beanbags. I don't know. Samantha B. compared guns to a van stripped of all safety measures and equipped with spikes and other dangerous add-ons with the sole purpose of killing other people. No, because if that were the case, Samantha, you wouldn't be alive today. Gun grabbers would not be alive today. What you guys call the insurrection of January 6th, we'd still be watching video of that. If the gun owners of the United States that own guns use them purely for the purpose that you get out there and ascribe to them. Like nearly all of her late-night counterparts, her TBS show features her passionately regurgitating leftist talking points with a smattering of jokes to try to keep things light. She said, gun manufacturers are masters of disguise when it comes to hiding how dangerous their weapons really are. Really? She said, they add gadgets like lasers to create the illusion that this death trap is a video game or toy. They try to emasculate these fragile men who are drawn to guns. She obviously has never been to SHOT Show and seen some of these fragile men, as she puts them. This leads me, there's this meme going on right now on TikTok. I watch TikTok a lot just because some of the funny stuff on there is really funny. And there's a lot of conservatives on there for some reason, and a lot of pro-gun people. So it's interesting to watch that platform as it evolves. I'm still wondering about the whole Chinese thing, but, you know, I'm not a participant in it, so they don't have my information anyway. One of their memes out there is to tell me you are or have been blank without telling me you've ever actually seen that or done that. And, here we can apply this to Samantha B because it's obvious she's never seen a real gun in the same room as her. Again, the Twitter thing. The Twitter thing, which is always fun. They're always fun. I love the Twitter thing. She did a bunch of media rounds this week, Samantha did, to promote this special, saying she felt a need to dedicate her entire half-hour program to the topic because of her hopelessness about gun violence. She said, I love John Wick movies, and I can't believe that people can buy guns. And I do understand that's not going to change, and our half-hour comedy special is not going to change that. Which sort of makes me wonder, well, why would you do something that you know is a waste of your time? In another satirical segment of the show, B and several others meet to figure out how to make guns less appealing to the public. And at one point, she says, guns are cool as hell, but no one should have them. She also enlisted musician Richard Marx for the special, who referred to the Second Amendment as outdated and useless. Which I used to like Richard Marx's music. I especially liked it when he was married to Cynthia Rhodes. He doesn't really make music anymore, and he's not married to Cynthia Rhodes anymore. So now I can loathe him with all of my black little heart. B produced a montage of leftist politicians and minor celebrities demanding that we do something about guns in what she calls the hellscape of a country. She often resorts to foul language to emphasize her points. And we're not going to give examples of that. Throughout the show, she has a mechanic take out a van safety feature and make it as dangerous and undrivable as possible. And at the end of the episode, the mechanic drives the deregulated and an unregistered death on wheels, and they both conclude such an object has no place in the hands of people. And then she concludes by just blanking, do something. Good night, everyone. See, the thing about comedy, the hallmark of good comedy, is that it's based on realism. realistic stuff. And she's out there. This is what she believes. She believes that we look at a gun and all we're going is, oh, wow, look at that. It's so shiny, so pretty. I must have it, you know, instead of us making a very calculated decision. When I buy a handgun, there are some specific things that go into the thought process of buying that handgun. Am I going to carry it? Can I shoot it? Do I have ammo for it? Notice that I'm never out there going, this pistol will go with my latest pair of Yeezys. Notice that I'm not out there saying, this rifle goes with my jacket. Notice that I'm not out there going, hey, this gun matches my car. It's almost farcical, some of the nonsense that they come up with. So, you know, if she were to get out there, I'm sure she's been approached, and she probably said, well, you know, that was all just jokes. I know nothing's going to change. I mean, I love the John Wick movies. I just don't think people should be able to buy guns. That's all. I was just making jokes. It's just jokes. Okay. Whatever you say, Samantha, I just get a kick out of what you and your buddies really think of us. And that just tells me right now, you got no idea what you're talking about. None. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm going to try to dispel a few myths for you as you go along here for those of you that may, you know, is there 11 million new gun owners now? Has that worked out to that math? Some of you have in mind that you're going to be a concealed carrier. You've gotten the weapon for self-defense. And it's very important to separate fact from fiction to make us all better, more responsible defenders of ourselves and our loved ones. So I'm going to try to dispel some of these very common myths for you. First of all, there's a race to the bottom, and everybody's out there telling you that smaller guns are easier to shoot. Now, concealed carry is all about compromise. And on the one hand, it's easier to conceal a smaller gun. It is less likely to print because it has a smaller frame and grip. It also might seem easier to shoot, especially if you have smaller hands because you can grip it easier. So the tendency is to find a small gun that's easy to hide. However, people who buy these small guns often quickly discover how difficult they can be to shoot. Why is this? Well, it's Newtonian physics. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. The bullet goes downrange and the gun recoils. The amount of felt recoil depends upon the mass of the gun. Less mass equals more felt recoil. Therefore, a smaller gun is going to kick more than a larger gun in the same chambering and making it more difficult to handle. So while a smaller gun may sound appealing, shoot it first to be sure it is really what you want. Number two, manual safeties are better. Now, I like 1911 pattern guns. It has nothing to do with their manual safety, though. Has to do with the trigger. But many people are very often convinced that manual safeties are a good idea, and that's born out of a fear that the gun might accidentally go off while they're carrying. A modern firearm will go off in two instances. If you put it under so much physical stress that it begins to come apart, and if you put your finger in the trigger guard and pull the trigger. And I'm not sure that it would go off even in that case with certain models. Quality semi-automatic pistols have multiple internal passive safeties that prevent the gun from discharging without the trigger being pulled. So if you're concerned about the gun going off by itself, don't be. There's only a few guns where the manual safety is a part of the design and function. The 1911, because the single-action trigger is extremely light. People who carry 1911s normally train to carry 1911s, which means they are training extensively with a gun, and they know how to make that gun run. So all of that motion becomes committed to their muscle memory. For the rest of us, a manual safety is not vital, though there's certainly nothing wrong with having one on your gun. You just have to remember to practice to engage and disengage, engage, disengage. Some of the reasons that I know a lot of guys switched from 1911s to Glocks is because they don't have safeties. Then there's the people that want to carry on an empty chamber. Now, this was always under the precept that the gun would accidentally go off by itself. That if you dropped the gun or something like that, or jostled the gun, or jolted the gun, for some reason the firing pin or hammer would come down on the round and it would go off. So, the idea is by keeping the chamber empty, the gun won't go bang if the trigger is accidentally pulled. Very well intentioned, but not practical. Two reasons. First, are you certain you'll have both hands free to charge the pistol? Can you chamber that first round with one hand? Or corralling if you're using that one hand to fend off an attacker or corral that baby? Just like with the manual safety, adding another step to deploying the gun complicates things, increasing the odds we will not get the gun into the fight when it's needed. Second, carrying with an empty chamber cheats you out of valuable ammunition. If you keep a round in the chamber, you can replace the round of the magazine with an extra. If you have a 10-round magazine, you can carry 11 rounds. Usually, that would be expressed as 10 plus 1. Wouldn't you like that extra round? I that's what I do. One of my favorites, I can't carry without a belt. That's not true of every holster. The sticky holsters, there's various. DeSantis makes a beautiful one. You can get a holster with steel clips that will grab your waistband so tightly that you don't need a belt. You can get sweatpants with an internal belt that you can use an inside the waistband holster with that will grab that. The sticky holster, that's a friction holster, so those work. Belly bands, an option for athletic wear or any time your wardrobe doesn't include a belt. Belly bands are self-contained holster systems that wrap around you and include a holster for your gun and places to add accessories, spare magazines, knives, pepper gel, whatever you want to carry. You want one with a reinforced area around the trigger, though. Ankle holsters are efficient as waistband holsters. Well, it's true that some of these unconventional methods can be okay, but they're less preferable to the conventional on the belt. And one unconventional method is ankle carry. It's not awful. It's not the best. You want to know why? Here's why. Two big considerations when choosing a carry position are how easy is it to get to the gun from any position, and can you get to the gun when you're on the move? Whether you have it on your waistband, you can reach your gun whether standing, sitting, or lying on the ground with relative ease. With an ankle rig, you have to bend over, lift your leg, retrieve the gun. That means you may have to take your eyes off the target while you fumble to get the gun out. If you're moving, you can't get the gun out of the ankle holster till you stop. And this put the odds against you from the start, and you may not get a chance to even them out. Then there's the pocket carry will be just fine. Here's an experiment. Put your cell phone in your pocket, sit down, and try to pull it out without standing up. Not that easy, is it? Now imagine your cell phone is a gun tucked in a pocket holster, and you need to get it out in a hurry. That's probably not going to happen either. And this is one of the biggest drawbacks of pocket carry, inaccessibility. If you're sitting down, like in a restaurant or your car, you're going to have a harder time getting your gun out of your pocket. If you do get it out, there's a good chance the holster will come out with it. It's supposed to stay in the pocket in theory. Finally, practicing at the range will be enough. Shooting at a static range where you know the paper or the steel target is hanging from the ceiling or set on a stand is better than nothing. It doesn't move you don't get to move. It's great for practicing accurate shooting, working on fundamentals like grip, stance, trigger squeeze, all the important skills of good marksmanship. But that's not the way real-life encounters happen. If your shooting consists of static ranges only, you're not going to be sufficiently prepared for a defensive encounter in the real world where the scene is dynamic and chaotic and the targets move. Take your training one gigantic step forward by adding dynamic movement to your shooting. Most indoor ranges are not going to let that happen because they require you to stay behind the bench. So you're going to need to find an outdoor range or find an indoor range that allows it. Then you're going to want to look for some qualified instruction from somebody who is well-versed in dynamic encounters and can help you in the safe and effective environment. Now, of course, all of this does not hold true for anybody, for everybody, but as a rule of thumb, you know, those things I find to be quite true. Some things I tried carrying with an ankle holster one time, threw that thing out the window. Haven't shot in an indoor range in probably, 3 years. Going to shoot at an outdoor range this weekend, though. And I try to go wherever there's a qualified instructor when I have the time as often as I can, which is not often enough because gunfighting is a perishable skill. It's a martial art, and if it's not something you're practicing, all of the elements of it, you're falling behind. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.